Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today is one of our incredible internal coaches here at Atlantic Bay. He has a past life being a loan officer. He still produces, and so he's in the thick of it like the rest of us. So welcome, Jeff.
Hey, Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on and just being together. I think a lot of people right now are struggling. I think there's a lot happening in the market. There's some good stuff, but there's some bad stuff. So tell us a little bit about your experience in a low inventory market.
So listen, there's, this is nothing new. We've had this before. We've gone through these cycles. It's different. It's a little strange. It's a little uncomfortable, and people don't really know what they're doing. And, we've got a lot of things going on all at one time. And, to include, even the things with the LLPAs and, there's a lot of news coverage about that right now. There is low inventory. It's been around for a while. I think it also creates a little bit of an advantage as well. Right. And one of the things that I've been talking to people about for about 7-8 months now, or maybe even longer, is that, when people aren't buying and selling, it does create a little bit of an advantage for a certain group of people. If we go back to, 2019 and 2020, and you ask anybody in the industry, was it a crazy and good year? Most people are going to say yes, absolutely. Right. But if you ask any buyers, it wasn't so good.
Yeah.
From a buying standpoint, it was pretty miserable. If you remember back to that time, and I've talked to a lot of people around the country, on a regular basis, there were, 40, 50 offers on every house that was going up. People were paying up to or more than $100,000 over list price. There was no such thing as a seller concession. My goodness. Sure. People were, I think there were buyer concessions to sellers in that particular case.
Right.
You couldn't have any contingencies. You couldn't, get a home inspection. You had to make decisions right away because if you didn't, you were going to lose that property. You weren't even going to have an opportunity for it. And the only thing that was good from a buyer standpoint was rate.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Everything else was pretty horrible from a buying standpoint. And now, in this market, all that just, adds anxiety. I mean, I can feel it back then. It was crazy. But now, when you're in a buyer's market and the buyer's market's going away. I mean, I think everybody knows that, the market's starting to heat up out there. It's not everywhere. But in a lot of places, there are multiple offers on houses again. Seller concessions are starting to go away, but there is still a window of opportunity. And, the only thing that was bad in the buyer's market over the last year or so was rate. That was it. But it's the thing that people listen to. It's the thing that, you sit around the family dinner table, at Thanksgiving and, kids, they just got married or they just had kids and they're thinking about buying a house and, they say it and somebody goes, what are you crazy? Like rates are ridiculous right now.
Right.
Okay. Well, I must be crazy. Clearly I shouldn't buy a house right now. But it's so far from the truth. Like that's when you buy, mm-hmm. When everybody else is selling, buy, when everybody else is buying, sell,
right.
It's perfect. It was the only thing that was bad for buyers was rate, and that's something that we can fix.
Absolutely.
With a refi down the road.
I know. And I don't think people, I say people, but I mean consumers. Okay. Like, I just don't think that they know enough. And that's on us as the educators, right? To educate them and make sure like there is that silver lining. Even if right now it feels daunting at that monthly payment, you know, there is a horizon in sight. It's just, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And understanding that, you know, it might have a little bit of heartburn for the interim. However, there is an option later on. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how you're coaching loan officers through this. What should they be doing right now? You kind of spoke and covered the consumer piece of it, as in, you know, right now is still a great time to get in. We know that around the corner, it again, it's going to be the matter of when interest rates drop, right? So what should we be doing right now as loan officers?
Absolutely. It's the basics. It's, you know, and, you know, in a time of, you know, in a time when things are rough, you know, when things are, you know, unknown, when we don't know when the market's going to heat up, when we don't know when rates are going to get better, like, you know, do the basics. You know, it, I heard on a podcast, you know, a while ago, and I love this story. There was a baseball team and the baseball team was horrible. I mean, these were like 9, 8, 9, 10 year olds, somewhere in that range. And they were so bad that the fans, the parents and the family members in the stands were literally singing the Bad News Bears, you know, theme song. Right. They were that bad. And a new coach came in and, they, you know, took this, you know, team that was in last place. And instead of like trying to run fancy plays and learn like, you know, double plays and all that stuff, they just focused on the basics. That's it. You know, the running, the hitting, the throwing and the catching. That's it. Those are the basics in baseball. And I say baseball because we're getting into baseball season.
Right.
But they took that team. He took that team just focusing on the basics from last place to first place. And they won.
Wow.
By just focusing on the basics. And we all know that. I mean, in sales, the basics are making phone calls, having conversations and one-on-one appointments. That's it.
Right. Right.
You know, you can get all fancy with all the other shiny objects that are out there, or you can just double down on the basics. And I think that's going to, you know, lead to better things in the future. And in right now for mortgage bankers, like help your agents.
Yeah.
You know, we think we're struggling. You know, we think that our industry is down. You know, real estate agents are really struggling. You know, and a lot of real estate agents, you know, in the market right now have gotten in the last 3, 4, 5 years. They haven't been through these downturns.
Yeah. Well, so. And I think a big piece of it is creating the opportunities with their agents for events and showing up. Because you say back to basics, and it really just boils down to being top of mind. Right?
Yep.
That's all it boils down to. So you do these four subset of things, but at the end of the day, it is just being top of mind. And so if you're sitting behind your desk and you're twirling your fingers waiting for somebody to call you, it's not happening. You have to get out there. And I think we've lost the art of that a little bit. And there's so many different pieces. If you want to go listen to some of our Lending Forward podcasts on ways to prospect right now, and, you know, we've got one just came out that was about being complacent in your prospecting. You should always be prospecting, should always be getting in front of new people. So what other ways are you kind of coaching and mentoring some of our mortgage bankers on that piece, on staying on top of their agents?
Well, I mean, you know, when it comes down to working with agents, it's providing value. You know, it's getting creative and providing value. And if you continually give value, you know, it, around those basics and help them with their things, you know, it's the same thing. Mortgage sales, real estate sales, it's sales, and the basics are the same. The conversations and the appointments. So, getting creative to help them, you know, with their basics. And, you know, this is a, you know, for anybody who doesn't have a why statement, you know, this is a great time to think about your why.
Right.
This is a great time to, you know, prepare for the next wave of awesomeness that's going to hit this industry. Yeah. You know, we had that Nashville Mastermind event, last year. And, one of our panelists that was up on stage, you know, said, "Hey, look, I'm so excited that, you know, we're in a downturn." Like, this is awesome, because you know what comes after a downturn? An upturn.
Right.
You know, so they were doubling down on their systems and their processes. They were hiring people, you know, for their team and getting them up and ready and up to speed, so that when the upturn comes, they're all set and they're already going at full speed. You know, so this is the time to do things like that. Right. This is the time to make sure that your systems and your processes are tight on, and, you know, and that they are, you know, able to, you know, continue those when things get busy. Because things are going to get busy. I mean, we've seen this out all the time. Like, this is cyclical. You know, we go through these ups, highs and lows, and I've been through many in 19 years. You know, and I actually think today is my 19th anniversary. But the, yeah, so, you know, it's, you know, we know that, you know, when we're in a downturn, an upturn is right around the corner. With the only thing we don't know is we don't know when it's going to get here.
Yep. Yeah.
So prepare.
Yes. And moral of the story is, continue your basics, continue to get your processes in order, and you'll be in so much for this. We know low inventory market isn't the easiest thing, but thank you for joining us and giving us your two cents.
Thank you very much, Taylor. My pleasure.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast, powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.